Tobacco and E.J. Parrish. This is a bronze sculpture called Tobacco and E.J. Parrish. It depicts five large tobacco leaves, bunched together in a fan-like shape and tied together at their stem ends. Each leaf is approximately 30 inches from tip to stem, and at its widest is about as wide as a basketball, about 1 foot wide. One leaf is fully visible, and the others are partially covered because of the way they are fanned together. All have a central vein dissecting them, with smaller veins running to the edges. This fan of tobacco leaves is 31 inches wide and is supported on its edges by two steel old Durham trolley tracks. The trolley tracks fierce up from a concrete base, rising straight up 28 inches and then bending outward at 45 degree angles, and are welded to the tobacco leaf fan at single points on their edges. The base of this sculpture is a tan concrete block that is about 3 feet by 2 feet, and is essentially the same as the five other sculptures in the Black Wall Street series. It rests on two parallel sections of old Durham trolley track. In between the two supporting trolley tracks is a flat stainless steel plaque engraved on both sides with the same inscription that reads, "Tobacco and E.J. Parrish," named for tobacco tycoon E.J. Parrish and his father. Parrish Street was the site of his expansive 1879 warehouse. Early tobacco entrepreneurs E.J. Parrish, James B. Duke, Julian Carr, John Green, and W.T. Blackwell transformed Durham's business landscape.